Support for WVIK comes from Kathleen Collins at the Dragonfly in Bettendorf. Using both conventional and alternative counseling methods for empowerment to help create change for individuals and couples. More information is at KathleenCollinsCounseling.com.
It's a frigid start to our Wednesday. Good morning, and thanks for choosing the Quad City Station for NPR News and Talk, WVIK. 4 after 9, and this is Jim O'Hara. A U.S. District Court judge sentenced a farmer in Northeast Iowa to over 15 years in federal prison for livestock theft, wire fraud, and lying to a bankruptcy court. IPR's Rachel Kramer has more.
Michael Biedekofer sold cattle he did not own while running a large unregistered feeding operation in Clayton County. He also made false statements in bankruptcy court and defrauded the U.S. Department of Agriculture of more than $1.2 million in emergency assistance funds during the COVID-19 pandemic. The case follows a 2020 civil judgment against Biedekofer related to his mistreatment of 3 farm workers from South Africa through the H-2A visa program. Prosecutors said Biedekofer continued to take advantage of workers and recruit them on false pretenses. U.S. Attorney Timothy Duex stated in a press release, quote, "Biedekofer treated his victims and the rule of law with equal contempt and fully deserves his 15-year sentence to federal prison," end quote. The federal judge ordered Biedekofer to pay more than $5.7 million in restitution. I'm Rachel Kramer, IPR News.
WVIK Quad Cities weather today: sunny with a high near 58. Overnight, areas of frost after 3 a.m. and clear skies with a low of 35. For Thursday, sunny, windy, and a high near 67. Coming up on Think, one method for combating harmful CO2 emissions in the environment is to suck it right out of the air. It's called direct air capture. Hear about it at noon today on Think here on WVIK. Quad Cities NPR. I'm Jim O'Hara.